Welcome to Mount Olive First Pentecostal Holiness Church. Thank you for connecting with us. In just a moment, Pastor Jeff will be sharing an uplifting and encouraging message that we pray will inspire you in your walk with God. Our desire at MOF PHC is for you and your family to find hope in Jesus Christ so that He will transform your life. Thanks again for connecting with us. Please contact us if we can help you discover God's purpose for your life. Enjoy the message.
I want to go ahead and get into the Word. And, okay, that clock is correct, right? Okay. Is it 9:50 for real? It is. Rejoice, rejoice, let every breath rejoice. All right, y'all hang with me. You ready? All right, put your seatbelt on. Let's go. Want to talk to you real quick, continuing with the series that I'm preaching to you about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. I want you to know, I feel like God has spoke to me, wanting me to encourage and remind all of us here at Mount Olive First PH Church that God has a will for us to live a Spirit-filled life. And I hope you are in agreement with that. I hope you realize that that is God's will. Even over these last few weeks, the messages that from the Word of God, I hope it's encouraged you and enlightened you to know that God has a will for you to live a Spirit-filled life. This past Wednesday night in our prayer service here that we had, it was so powerful. God moved in such an amazing way here around the altar. We were praying persistent prayers Wednesday night. Continuing, I was doing another teaching on the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit is connected to our prayers. And this thing about persistent prayer where we keep on asking and we keep on seeking and we keep on knocking for more of the Holy Spirit in our life, more of His presence and more of His power, that we would always persistently pray for a more of a move of the Holy Spirit in us and through us. But what the Lord really kind of spoke to me about was, you know, this going into this weekend is when I remember everybody around the altar praying Wednesday night, what really stood out to me was there was many different kinds of people, ordinary people around this altar that were asking and seeking and knocking. I'm ringing a little bit here, brother, that they're asking and they're seeking and they're knocking for more of God. And I just, when I thought about that image that God put into my heart and soul of the different ones that were standing, kneeling, crying out, calling out, that were persistently asking and seeking and knocking for more of the Holy Spirit, it just reminded me that God wants to use ordinary people to carry out His will and His purpose. I hope you know this morning that you don't have to be special for the Holy Spirit to fill you and to work through you. In fact, the Holy Spirit works through ordinary people. He works through ordinary people. He's not looking for special people with some kind of great ability. What the Lord is looking for is people who will make themselves available. He's looking for ordinary people who will open up their life and open up their heart and make themselves available to His presence and to His power. And if we've ever needed to open up our lives to the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit for God to use for His glory, it's the day that we live in now. God is searching and looking for ordinary people who will open their life to Him so He can pour out His Holy Spirit. And the reason why is because He uses His Holy Spirit to encourage us, to equip us, to edify us, to build up His church, to
to run the church, to lead the church. I hope you realize that right now, that church is not supposed to be ran like a Fortune 500 company with some sort of CEO over the company. No, the church is supposed to be ran by the Holy Spirit, who encourages us and edifies us and equips us and who leads us. And everything the church does, we should be moving as the Holy Spirit leads us. And he does that through ordinary people who will open themselves and make themselves available to be poured into so he can fill us for his glory. And one of the main ways that he does this, don't miss this, this is where I'm going. One of the main ways that the Holy Spirit moves ordinary people and leads ordinary people to carry out the purpose and the will of God for the church, he does it through the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit, don't miss this. If you're taking notes, write this down. The Holy Spirit, he equips ordinary people with gifts. He equips ordinary people with gifts. You can look to your neighbor and say, you're ordinary, but God wants to give you gifts. You're ordinary, but God wants to equip you with gifts. There's nothing special about you or me. We're just ordinary people, but the blessing is that God takes ordinary people and he pours out his gifts. And we find this in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Open your Bible there. 1 Corinthians 12 verses 1 through 11. And let me just read this real quickly to you. Lord, help me. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 1 through 11. This is Paul, and he's talking to the church. And now about spiritual gifts, brothers, I don't want you to be ignorant. In other words, you need to realize that there is spiritual gifts available for the church. You know that when you were pagan, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says Jesus be cursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. And there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another, the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another, the interpretation of tongues. And all these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he gives them to each one just as he determines. I want you just to follow with me. We're going to dive deep here just for the next few minutes, and then we're going to pray. I want you to notice that when Paul is writing this about these gifts that are being given to the church, ordinary people, that he says that the Holy Spirit there is working in many ways. He says there's different kinds of gifts, there's different kinds of services, there's different kinds of working. And when you read that there's different gifts and different service and different works, what you need to realize is, friend, that God can move and work in many different ways, and we can't lock God in a box. God has gifts that he wants to distribute, and he can use them how he sees fit. And we can't lock God in a box. How many of us have been guilty of spiritually locking God in some kind of box of our own intellect, or of our own past, of how we were raised in church or not raised in church? We try to lock God in a box, but he's saying, no, God can work in many different ways. And in verse 7, it says here, Paul did, he said that the gifts of the Spirit are given to us for the common good. Not so we can declare that we are super spiritual or that we are spiritually superior over somebody. The gifts are not given so you can shake and shout. The gifts are given by the Holy Spirit for the good. Say good. And they're given for the good, and that good is to encourage you and to equip you and to edify each other in the Lord. Paul says that the Holy Spirit gives you gifts for the common good. These gifts are for the good, to be a blessing to each other, to build up one another in the Lord. And we need, listen to me, please, don't check out on me now. We need to allow, whether it's in a private setting or a public setting, we need to allow the manifestation of the Holy Spirit so people that are discouraged and disheartened and broke down and beat down and hopeless in life and helpless in life, we need to allow for the Holy Spirit to manifest so the gifts can be distributed, so these people can be built up in hope, built up in faith, built up in love, built up in the presence of God. And so that's why we need to allow for the Holy Spirit to work and to manifest. And don't be ignorant about these things. And so I want you just to notice with me here the gifts that are used for the common good, for building one another up, for building each other up. The very first gift he mentioned is wisdom. Wisdom. How many of you are thankful God gives you wisdom? I mean, hello. Are you here this morning? Hello. Is this on? Hey, thank God he gives us wisdom. It's not a wisdom that you earn somewhere with a college degree or the life of hard knocks. It's a wisdom that can only come from heaven. It's a wisdom from God. And Paul is saying that there's these gifts that the Holy Spirit will distribute for the building up of each other, the encouragement for one another, and one of those gifts is wisdom. God will give you supernatural wisdom to know what to do for the next step in church, for your own personal life. If you have a decision to make about maybe a next step on an occupation or a job change or whatever it may be, God from heaven will give you wisdom to help make those decisions. God to give you wisdom from heaven to make decisions on the person I'm dating right now. Is this person right for me, wrong for me? Should I get married or not get married? God to give you wisdom. He'll give you wisdom and he'll give you direction. He'll give you wisdom on how to fix something, how to fix a relationship, how to fix a family problem, how to fix a work problem, a church problem. He'll give you wisdom because God's wisdom is endless. And listen, we need to be praying for our leaders right now to have God's wisdom. And he says that also there's this gift not only of wisdom, but there's the gift of knowledge. Now, what he means there is that God gives special abilities. He gives special ability. The Holy Spirit does. He distributes these gifts, and he gives this ability for you to have knowledge. And this knowledge is a supernatural knowledge that comes when God gives you special insight, gives you special information about a situation where you can turn around and give encouragement, or we can come around and edify somebody. It's a knowledge that comes from God. I've seen it happen many times. I've experienced the gift of knowledge being distributed in my life, even around the altar at times. I've seen it in operation where somebody's speaking to me in a counseling session, and while they're talking, I feel like there's just a special, almost like a quick download of a specific situation or information about that person that needs to be addressed so they can find freedom in Jesus Christ. And I've seen it before. I remember one time driving here to church, and while I was on the highway, I looked over at a house, and there was a gentleman that was out working in front of his garage, and the Lord told me, he said, this man here needs prayer. I want you to turn around and go pray for him. I didn't know him from anybody. And I turned around, pulled in his yard, and said, sir, all I can tell you is the Lord told me to stop, that you needed prayer. And he began to tell me that he was going through a divorce, and he was in a very dark and discouraging time, and I was able to pray with him and encourage him right there on the spot. And I'm telling you, friend, God will give you knowledge. He'll give you specific information that you need so you can be a blessing. And then it says that he gives the gift of faith. And this is not everyday faith, but this is a faith that is a gift from God. This is a great faith that believes God for great things. In fact, I want you to know, friend, there's people right now in this church that have great faith. They have been gifted with faith to believe God for great things. And I praise God. There's people in this church that have this faith in them, that believe God for things that seem impossible, things that only God could do. They're believing God. They have a faith for that. And I thank God that when we're having prayer time around here, they're laying hands on people and they're believing God for the impossible. And so thank God that the Holy Spirit distributes that gift of faith, and he also distributes the gift of healing. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit, he distributes this gift of healing, and that is this supernatural ability that God gives through the Holy Spirit for people to pray, and that when they pray, that people are healed. We believe that here at Mount Olive First PH Church, amen. Amen. We believe when we gather around and there's somebody with a sickness or an injury, or like we've just prayed a while ago, that when we pray, that the Holy Spirit is distributing the gift of healing. Hey, we believe that he's healing right here in this place. We believe he's healing people that are in hospitals. We believe that God is still healing hearts, still healing souls, still healing bodies. He's still healing minds. God is still at work healing people today. And I hope you are, I hope that you are allowing that manifestation to take place in your life, knowing that the Holy Spirit wants to distribute the gifts of healing. And then he said there's also the gift of miraculous power. And that right there, a lot of people would think, well, healing and miracles, but this is about you having a power to walk in miracles like they did in the book of Acts. And in the works in the book of Acts, there's no reason why they can't be repeated today. Amen. And so we can walk in that miraculous power because we serve a God who still has power to do miracles. We serve a God and follow a God who still works miracles. He still breaks chains off of people. He still opens prison doors. He still delivers. He's a God who still works miracles today. And we can believe God to do that. We can walk in that miraculous power and believe that God would break chains off of people, deliver them from the enemy, open their eyes for the glory of God. So we can walk in that miraculous power. And then he says that there's also the gift of prophecy. And I know when you hear that word prophecy, you automatically think about something that's being predicted out in the future. And it can mean that, but it can also mean that there's a supernatural ability given to an ordinary person that they can be able to preach the word and teach the word and testify the word and take the word and walk in a power and walk in an anointing that when they speak, it cuts to the heart of the people. And it's a prophecy not only for predictions, it can be, but it also means here prophecy that it's a right now word. It's a right now word. It's a relevant word. Listen to me. Please hear my heart. I pray that every time I stand behind this pulpit or speak anywhere, that it's prophecy. What I mean by that is that there's a power on me, there's an anointing on me to have a relevant word for where you are in your life right now, to have a right now word for where you are right now. I don't want to be somewhere out in left field and you're walking through this and I'm over here talking about this. I want it to be a relevant word, a right now word that will penetrate your heart and build you up in the Lord to keep you going for the glory of God. Hallelujah. And he says that gift can be distributed, that prophecy is distributed to help you do that. And then he says, then there's distinguishing spirits, and that spirits there, I know I got it capital S, but it's really a little s. The ability, listen to me, please hear me, because I think this is one that we really need to focus in on right here. The ability that God gives us to distinguish from the spirit than from the flesh. Is it the spirit moving or is it somebody's flesh moving? He gives us these distinguishing wisdom, if you will, distinguishing to better distinguish the spirits, and we can tell whether if it's real or if it's counterfeit, if it's genuine. We can determine whether it's good, bad, or evil. It's the ability to tell if someone is doing something for God's glory or they're doing it to gain their own glory. We need this gift of distinguishing the spirits more and more in the day that we live in right now. You need it. We need to be able to distinguish spirits in the church. We need to be able to operate and flow with distinguishing spirits in our daily life. That is this person have good intentions or do they have bad intentions? Is it somebody I'm about to hire that's going to hurt my company or help my company? I need distinguishing spirit to be able to distinguish the spirit so God can help me and protect me in my life. And I think this is so vital for where we are right now that we have the ability from God through the Holy Spirit to distinguish spirits and knowing that somebody is there for the right reason or wrong reason. Because when you have this gift operating, it protects you, it protects the church, it protects your testimony. And I can go into a lot more detail, but I'm trying to move as quick as I can. And then he says there's the gift of tongues. And that right there is the ability, it can be, listen to me, we're going to talk about this, that can be the ability to speak in an unknown language that you're not familiar with, but it could be a language that somebody else speaks. We find that in the book of Acts. They're speaking this language, and they don't know what they're speaking, but the others identify that as their language. I remember missionary Philip List, who's gone on to glory now, testifying here one day about being in some kind of remote area where the dialect had changed and he didn't know how to speak it, but the Holy Spirit started speaking through him, giving him the tongue of that native area there, and he began to speak to those people. It was the Holy Spirit giving him the words to say. But tongues is also this right here. It's also the Holy Spirit praying through you. It's the Holy Spirit praising through you. It's the Holy Spirit speaking through you. And there can be tongues for private, and there can be tongues for public, and we'll talk more about that. But he also says here that when tongues are spoken, that there's the gift of interpretation of tongues. And he was saying that when somebody is talking in tongues or speaking in tongues in a corporate setting, in a church gathering, that we all should be open for an interpretation of what's being said in tongues. And what is spoken, listen, don't miss this, because whatever is spoken in this unknown tongue, this heavenly language, if you will, whatever is being spoken, we need to know that whether it's the tongues that are being spoken or through the interpretation, it's going to always be for benefiting and building up the church. It's never for tearing down something or tearing down anyone. It's always for the benefit of building up and blessing the church. It might be a word of correction, but it's always going to move in a way that it builds up and encourages the church. And then Paul says this right here. He says that the Holy Spirit, depends on what translation you're reading. I was reading out of NIV. He said the Holy Spirit gives the gifts as he determines. As he determines. He distributes the gifts as he determines. In other words, you can't choose what gift you want. There was 9 of them I just read to you. You can't choose, all right, Lord, today I need number 3, number 4. Listen, he distributes the gifts. We can't choose the gifts. All we can do as ordinary people is make ourselves open, make ourselves available to whatever the Holy Spirit wants to do in us and through us and say, Lord, here I am, use me, use me, use me. And we should desire spiritual gifts. Say desire. We should desire spiritual gifts. Well, I'm going to do you a favor here, and I'm going to take a shortcut. Let me read to you just verses 1 and 2. You got homework tonight. Read. I want you to go to 1 Corinthians 14. Just flip over 2 chapters. 1 Corinthians 14, verses 1 through 5. 1 Corinthians 14, 1 through 5. That's your homework. It's more commentary right there of what I just read to you in chapter 12. He's putting more to it right here in chapter 14. Got a lot of homework to do. All right. It says here in verse 1, Paul's talking to the church again. Here's what he says. Follow the way of love and eagerly desire spiritual gifts. Eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. For anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. Indeed, no one understands him because he utters mysteries with his spirit. I'm going to stop right there. You can read later. He says, I want you to follow the way of love, and I want you to eagerly desire the gifts. We should desire spiritual gifts. I pray over this weekend, God, forgive me for not desiring spiritual gifts at times in my life. Forgive me for not having that desire for spiritual gifts. That word desire there, it means that you have a hunger for, you're thirsting for, you're pursuing after. There's a desire. I have a desire for the Holy Spirit to distribute those spiritual gifts in my life. And I wonder, I'm just asking a question today. I wonder how many people in the church today, here or the church, desire, truly desire spiritual gifts. Because just in my opinion, most people in the church today desire things that please them. You know what? Here's what we desire. We desire comfort. We desire comfort. We desire our preferences. We desire what's predictable. We desire a form of godliness without no power. We desire those things. We desire our way instead of God's way. We desire what's in it for me. We desire what's in it for the ministry that I'm involved in. We make these desires. That's where we are today. Where is the desire for spiritual gifts? My prayer is, God, help every one of us in this place today desire spiritual gifts more than anything. We want more of the anointing of God, more of the power of God, more of the things that only God can give us. But it starts with a desire, a hunger for, a thirst for it, to pursue after these spiritual gifts. Paul says here, he says, you know, I'm talking to you about speaking in tongues, and I'm talking to you about prophecy. Basically, what he's saying here is that when you speak in tongues, there's a time when it's going to be for private, where it's going to be used for edifying you and building you up for the ministry and for the mission. I know I can testify of that in my own life, where there's private devotional prayer time where God gives me a heavenly language, and I don't know what it is. The Spirit's given the utterances, and all I can tell you is I'm praising the Lord, and I run out of a vocabulary that I can't comprehend, and I just go into speaking in tongues. But I know one thing, it builds me up, it edifies me, it encourages me in the ministry, it encourages me in the mission. I can't explain it. You can't either. You know why? Because it's from God. It's from God. He's supernatural. And he says here that when you speak in tongues, you're not speaking to men, you're speaking to God. And it builds you up. And then he says, but I prefer that you speak with prophecy, because when you do that, you're strengthening the people, you're encouraging the people, you're comforting the people. When you speak a relevant word, a right now word, and when you do that, you are declaring God's will, God's purpose over their life, and they're going to be encouraged in the Lord. They're going to be built up in the Lord. And you need to know this morning, please hear me, that every single one of us in this place right now, God has a plan to build up his church, and he wants to distribute those gifts to do that through you and me. We have to make ourselves open and available to God's plan. His plan is to encourage the church, equip the church, edify the church, and he does that as he distributes the gifts. We need the gifts of the Holy Spirit in operation. Hey, not just in church, but when you're at home, when you're at work, wherever you are. I don't know about you, but when I'm walking and I'm leading my family forward in the world that we live in right now, I want the gift of wisdom. I want knowledge. I want God to give me insight. God's giving me something, son. I can see it. Let me put my finger on it. And I want God to show me. I want God to give me knowledge. I want God to build up my faith, to believe him for great things. Hello, we're getting ready to try to build a building. We need a couple of $1 million right now. Hey, I'm believing God for great things. I thank God there's people in this church right now that have faith that God can still do great things. Amen. Praise God. I'm believing for it. God help us. You need it. I need the gifts being distributed in my life. You need it every day. All of us do. Every single one of us. to be able to have a right now word to share with somebody, a relevant word to share with somebody, to be able to walk into a hospital or walk into a workplace, and you got people that are all to pieces because of what's going on in the world, and you can stop right there, and through the gift of prophecy, you can begin to declare a relevant word, a right now word that will build them up and encourage them, a word of prophecy that hits them right there where they are in their heart. That's why sometimes after the services, Pastor, you were talking to me. I remember the first time my mom ever came to this church and Pastor Doug was preaching. This was over in the old worship center, which is now the youth center. And she got home that afternoon and she called me all mad. Why'd you tell him all my business? I said, my man, I hadn't told anybody anything. It's word of prophecy. It's knowledge being distributed. God is working. And he wants to do it through ordinary people. They waited in that upper room in the book of Acts. Those people that waited in that room, guess what? They were flawed. They had failed God. They had disobeyed him. They had denied him. They had doubted him. And God still had a plan for them, even though they had failed him and even though they had flaws. All they were in that room were saying, you know what, here we are. I'm an open vessel. Use me. I'm making myself available. I'm just a fisherman. I'm just a tax collector. I mean, whatever. I'm nothing special. I'm just an ordinary person, but here I am, Lord. Feel me. Feel me. And God is still looking for ordinary, messed up, failed, and flawed people that he can pour his spirit into and use for his glory. Pastor Kevin, if you guys will come. He's looking for ordinary people who are messed up, flawed, to carry out his purposes, his mission, so he can get all the glory. So he can get all the glory. He can use ordinary people to do extraordinary things through the distribution of spiritual gifts. We hear that and we get kind of like, man, this is kind of spooky. I don't know. You kind of got me wondering. I'm just preaching to you the Word of God. I'm preaching to you the Word of God. You can take it, chew on it, swallow it, spit it out, whatever. I'm just preaching to you the Word. But I hope you'll take it and let it build you up and encourage you to have a desire for more of the Holy Spirit's presence and power at work in your life. That we would, listen, I mean, I'm not going to champion anything here that's crazy and out of order, all right? But we need to make ourselves available to flow with the Holy Spirit. If he's flowing and there's the gifts of healing in operation and manifesting, if there's miraculous power, whatever it may be, hello? We need to allow ourselves to flow in the Holy Spirit. Flow in and flow with. Fellowship with him. Partnership with him. God help us. But it all starts with a desire. What are you desiring right now? Some of you right now, you desire, please get me up out of here. That's your desire. Some of you desiring right now, trying to get to one of these places here in Mount Off the Eat. Where is the desire for more and more of the presence of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit? If we lose the desire, we die.
That's right.
If you lose the desire, if I lose it, we die spiritually. So we need to pray this morning. May this message, if I pray it would just move us toward God, that he would reignite a new desire and passion for the things of God that only he can do. We got to ask God, open us up. We're ordinary people that need the power of the Holy Spirit. Would you stand with me, please, please? All across this place, stand. Right there where you are, right there where you are. This is going to be, listen, I'm giving an altar call. This is the altar call. This is the altar call. The altar call is right there in your chair. Right there in your chair. I want you to pray, Holy Spirit, stir me. Ignite a fresh desire in me for the things of God, for more of the Holy Spirit. I want to flow. I want to walk. I want to operate in the spiritual gifts that you are distributing, Lord. And I can't choose it, but I want you to know, here I am. And I want you to use me. Use me. I open my life to you. I'm not special. I'm just ordinary. But you're special. And you're supernatural. And you can take, Lord, those gifts and you can distribute them through me and use me for your glory. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord, and we pray, we pray, we pray. Lord, Lord, open our hearts, open our lives. God, stir us up to have desire for spiritual gifts. Eagerly, eagerly desire spiritual gifts, as Paul declared. God, I pray right now, place a hunger, a thirst, a pursuit in us, God, that we would seek after you more and more of only what you can do in us and through us, God. Jesus, we pray, you're the baptizer. Baptize us all afresh right now in your Holy Spirit. Help us, Lord, to be open to receive the gifts that they may be in operation, manifestations in this ministry here. God, I pray it in my own life. I pray it here publicly right now, God. Come on, church. Would you just make it a prayer? Whisper it, shout it, whatever you got to say. Lord, give me desire for the spiritual gifts. Come on, give me desire. Give me desire. Fill me with desire for spiritual gifts. I declare it over my life. Use me, God. Feel me. Feel me, Holy Spirit. Feel me. Empower me that I can walk in your anointing. I can walk in your great power, God, and we can witness miracles and healings and things that seem impossible. God, you will do it. We pray right here, right now, Lord, I pray. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Pour out your Spirit, Lord. Pour out your Spirit upon every person here. And do it for your glory.